Let's suppose it is 11:37 p.m. Islamic middle of the night, for example. Now, before this time, as much time as you take to pray four rakats of prayers, you minus that time from this. Let's suppose you take 4 minutes to pray, other than usually you take 4 minutes to pray four rakats of prayers. So you minus the 4 minutes, that means 11:33 p.m. tonight. If that was the middle of the night, then 11:33 p.m. would be the time where your Maghrib prayers becomes Qadha. And if you haven't prayed Maghrib, now you cannot pray Maghrib because it's only 4 minutes remaining to 37. And you take 4 minutes usually to pray four rakats of prayers of Isha. And it's now 11:33, so Maghrib has already become Qadha. Now you cannot pray Maghrib at that time. The only prayers you can pray is Isha. And because it's 4 minutes remaining and you take 4 minutes to pray, say four rakats of prayers. So now your Maghrib became Qadha already. Now you will start your Isha prayers. And after that you will do the Maghrib as Qadha. So you will do the Isha. And these last 4 minutes, last as many minutes as you take to say your four rakats of prayers, usually those last few minutes are the Waqtun Mukhtas, the exclusive time for the Isha prayers. Is that clear? That's the end of the Isha time. Those are the Waqtun Mukhtas. Waqtun Mukhtas is not the Fadilat time. There's two different things. Waqtun Mukhtas is the exclusive time where no other prayers can be said. Here, no other prayers can be said. Maghrib cannot be said at that time, or no other prayers can be said at that time, because your Isha would become Qadha. There's no Fadilat in Waqtun Mukhtas. Except in these cases, yes, this is the Fadilat time, is also the exclusive time for the Maghrib, likewise for the Dhuhr, but not applying for the Isha.
So we can apply the same rule for the Asr,
yes. Asr we will apply here, that when the sun sets, it's the Ghurub. Now we, when the sun sets, we don't pray the Maghrib yet. We pray the Maghrib way after. This whole duration, we will wait for this duration. Still several minutes remaining to wait for. This time when the redness totally disappears from this side, comes on top and then starts moving towards the right, towards the west. So we will wait for so many minutes here. So the sunset is not the time of Maghrib, it's the Ghurub. So, but the Ghurub is the end of Asr prayers. So Asr prayers ends at Ghurub. At the time of Ghurub and sunset, Asr becomes Qadha. Now before the sunset, as many minutes as you usually take to say four rakats of Asr prayers, let's suppose you take 5 minutes usually to say four rakats of Asr prayers, the last 5 minutes before the Ghurub and sunset is Mukhtas, an exclusive time for Asr, where you cannot pray any other prayers. If you haven't prayed Zuhr, Zuhr has already become Qadha. Don't bother to say Zuhr, just say your Asr prayers. That is the exclusive and muhtas time for the Asr prayers. Is that clear? Wasa. Ghurub. Yeah, Maghrib Awwal Waqt has not started. We wait for this much time. After that? Yeah, we do not pray prayers between the time of Ghurub and Maghrib. We don't. Yeah, wait for the time, then you do Maghrib prayers first in the Mukhtas time, and you enter the common time after you are done with the Maghrib. You enter the common time of Maghrib and Isha, then do your Qadha prayers. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin.